These are all indeed issues affecting communities across the riding and constituents. It's also true that all these issues are intertwined. They're symptoms of a more significant problem, I believe, which is economic security. I know I'm young for 24, but I mean, it seems to me that economic security has become more difficult for Canadians to attain over the decades. And, you know, jobs are becoming more precarious. Many Canadians have student loans they're having trouble paying back. Owning a home has become increasingly out of reach, especially for, you know, millennials, even my generation, Gen Z. You know, people will fall through the cracks when they don't have the money and support systems they need to live with dignity. And to address these complex issues, we need to provide bold policy solutions that address the underlying causes of all these issues, working to prevent the symptoms, and then also working to prevent treating the symptoms after the fact. I think that's where the Green Party of Canada comes in. We have the bold policies that voters are looking for when it comes to addressing these issues. You know, the Green Party would decriminalize all drugs, as you know, the opioid crisis is a health crisis, not a criminal one. The Green Party will also invest more in substance abuse prevention and rehabilitation programs, and the Green Party would also implement a guaranteed livable income, which will help cover living expenses like housing, rent, groceries, transportation, etc.